And here's the tea about Liceos High School.
Welcome to another episode of Liceo Gossip. And today we are talking about Posada Season Tea. Our sponsor today is Ve Mama.
Taste the green!
To start off, I'm going to give you a little bit of a context about Posadas. Posadas are like a party on like Christmas time, and it's like a party they do with a lot of friends, and you invite a date, and there's like a dance setting, a DJ, there's like tacos, there's hoodies that you also design. Normally, posadas are really hard to plan because it's like a lot of girls. Like last posada we had of this Christmas, we were like almost 40 girls, so it's like hard to everyone come to an accord of what we want, like the hoodies, the DJ, and everything.
And like there are a lot of girls, there are a lot of money, so it's difficult to divide the money to what to send to what brands and like that.
Yeah, and since there are a lot of girls, there are also a lot of opinions, different opinions. Some girls want one thing, some girls want this other thing. Some girls are willing to pay more money. Some girls say that 1,000 pesos just it. And it depends a lot on the organization and like the organization team the girls like make.
Okay, so organizing, it's really hard. We know that. But the money is something that it's like hard, and a girl has to be like the one who's in charge of the money. Here, Marianne is normally in charge of it every year.
Yeah. What happened this year was, like, they, like, asked me if I could, like, organize the money and everything. So what I did, I make a money pool, and with the help of the other girls that were helping me plan all this thing, they talked with other contacts, like, talked with, like, the people selling the hoodies, the thermals, everything. And I just transferred the money to their account. So this made my work, like, a lot easier because I had a lot of help from different girls. And having, like, a good team is very important because that way you can, like, help each other out in many things.
Okay, so hoodies. Hoodies are a really important part about Posada season because it's what everybody will be wearing after Posada's season. Like, they go to school with it and everything. So having a good hoodie is super important, and also an affordable hoodie. A lot of people... This is a really controversial like topic with a lot of girls. Some girls don't really care. Some girls are really all about organizing the hoodie, and some girls are like just giving their opinions out. So I believe that it really takes a lot of time for all the girls to be happy with the hoodie, and sometimes not all of them are, but things get complicated and stuff.
Sometimes they're even like there's like fights in the chat, like obviously not like massive fights, but just like little fights. They're like, no, I don't like that, your design is so ugly, and something like that, because sometimes they do make designs that are like what, they're so ugly. So like it is something that you have to like put effort into, and I like, if you make a posada, I really recommend to have like the hoodie like well organized and like pretty, and like maybe with a joke or something.
Okay, so dates.
Dates are hard to find because there are a lot of girls in the chat. Sometimes there are like 30, 40 girls, and sometimes like your friends want to invite the same boy that you want. So there needs to be like organization, like well planning, like you need to know well the boy, or it can be like a surprise date or a blind date and like that.
Yeah, because you do the posada with girls, like, you share, like, they're your friends, and, like, you see them on, like, the weekends. So you, like, normally know, like, the same people and the same boys. So, like, you are thinking about the same boys, like, yeah, I'm going to invite him. And then there's, like, a list, and you put, like, your name, and then, like, maybe the persons that you're going to invite in that list, like, sometimes some girls, like, send it, and if they send it, like, that's really not cool because you don't want, like, the boy to know that you're maybe inviting him, and then you don't actually invite him. So it's, like, complicated, but it's, like, really fun. And, like, the part where you actually send the message, like, hi, I have, like, a posada this day, would you like to come? Like, that's really nervous because sometimes, like, it's like, he's your crush or he's, like, an older boy. So... yeah,
you can be nervous when you're gonna talk to a boy, but at the end you're gonna know, you're gonna have a fun night.
Yeah, and like posadas and having dates to the posada also can help you like to know new people. Like you can do like a blind date. Like you just send a message to like a random boy. Like not that random, right? Like you have persons in common, and like tell him that you have something, and like a posada, he's going to come, and then you're going to like have a new friend. Today we learned that the posada season is pure drama, or is it just us? Stay aware, XOXO, Liceo Gossip.